I possess all for but a moment of time. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, Absolute Monastery, here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. I possess all for but a moment of time. We all live in but a moment of time. There is only an instant that we live, and then we are off to other dimensions. But in that instant, we do everything lickety-split. When I was in the undertow, in the Pacific Ocean, and I was being rolled out to sea, it was quite an exciting adventure. I was in my 30s or something like that at the time, and I was able to swim and do everything just perfectly, but man, when that sea got a hold of my feet and pulled me down, I was gone. And so I was tumbling along the bottom for about 35 miles out to sea, you know. And I thought to myself, my, will I ever come up? And then I felt a moment of panic, and I thought, hey, why bother? If I come up, I come up. If I don't, I don't. So what, you know? I'll just relax now. And as I relaxed, my entire lifetime flashed before my eyes. And it was great. It was really great. All in color, too. And I could see every major event that I remembered. I'm sure the others were there, too, but I didn't pay attention to that. I only paid attention to the major ones. And then, after about 3 or 4 hours, I came up out beyond the breakers. And I'm a good floater, so I floated there. Now, all of this took place probably in less than a minute. Maybe a minute and a half, you know. That, you know, a lot goes on in a minute and a half. You can do a lot of things in a minute and a half. And so I'm a good underwater swimmer, so I really had no problem there, but it sure can scare the dickens out of you, because I was rolling along the bottom, getting scratched and everything else, so then when I came up, having, you know, my senses about me, I said to myself, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole, until I got my breath back, you know. And then all the scratches on my body were healed. It was really beautiful. But in what seemed to be a lifetime was but a moment of time. And I had those experiences so quickly, so shortly, and so wonderfully. And it was great. So here I was floating out there, way out beyond the breakers, and all my friends on shore were looking out at me and thinking, what's they're doing way out there? You know, man, that was really quite a thing you did there. That's pretty good, you know. And we hadn't noticed that the red flags were up on the beach saying riptide, which was stupid of us, but or me. And so I waited. And then I was watching the surf, and I saw that there was 3 big ones, 3 middle-sized, and 3 small. And then I thought, all right, I'll ride in on the big one, because the big one should throw me up on the beach. The little ones might never get me to the beach. They might be overwhelmed before they get me there, because then they start riptiding out. So I counted and I waited and I counted and I waited. And then I finally was able to plan myself to be on top of the big one as I flooded in. And it was maybe a couple city blocks, but I went on there and it's like on a surfboard, but I wasn't, you know. I was just swimming like crazy to keep up there on top and keep going. And then all of a sudden, it broke over the beach, and I went plotch down. And then the water subsided, but it had thrown me up far enough so that there was no riptide. There was no other water going down. And I laid there, and everybody said, Herb, how you doing? And I felt like a pancake, you know. But again, it was another moment of time. The moment of time of the decision to jump on the top of that wave and ride as best I could and keep going in without a surfboard or anything else to do it. And so I'd be thrown up on the beach as far as possible so I wouldn't be into another riptide. Out there again, you know. Once was enough. But you see, it's not a matter of the excitement of the story. That was lovely too. But it was that it was but a moment in time. And we live but these moments in time constantly. Now, I'm not retrogressing taking you back in time with this story because I'm trying to take you back to the story. I'm just taking you back to the point that these are some of the evidences that I had that all time is now, that there is but a moment of time that we do everything in. And the things that we do are exciting. The things that we do are rewarding and really quite wonderful. But it's up to us. It's up to us to take full advantage of it. Now, we like to live in the past. And because we live in the past, we are throwing away the diamonds of today. We're throwing away the moments of the now, where everything is happening. We're throwing them away and we're saying we aren't really interested. But if I say, Ingeborg, look out, there's a brick falling. And Ingeborg says, where, how, what, you know, and looks up. If I were Ingeborg, I would run any direction. Because obviously, I'm in the path of a falling brick. And if I go any direction, I'm going to be out of the path. So you don't ask, you just move it. You see, you're in this moment now. The moment of decision is to get out of the way of that falling brick. And if you just look up to see where it is and then judge which way to go, boink, you had it, you know. Now, you see, these things are given to you. These things are given to you. This is the microphone right here. These things are given to you to have fun and be yourself and do good stuff. And it's a wonderful, wonderful way to go. We live in but a moment of time, and we only possess but a moment of time. And so let's enjoy this moment of time. Douglas, how are you right now?
Perfect.
Douglas, you've only got a moment of time. You can't lie. Are you really perfect?
Yes.
Douglas, are you really perfect?
Yes.
Are you really, 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 really perfect?
Not really, really.
Donna, shut up. Carry the game all the way through. My goodness sakes. Are you really perfect? Yes. Are you really, really perfect? Yes. Are you really, 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 really perfect? Yes. Now, in your mind, in your heart, when I'm saying this to you, are you thinking about being perfect or are you thinking about being imperfect?
Perfect.
All right. Then how can you say, but not really, really, really perfect? You see, don't limit yourself in any way. I'm doing these things to give you a kick. And I want you to recognize that you live in but one moment of time. And in that moment of time, you are what?
Perfect.
Of course. And Ingeborg, you are what?
Perfect. Whole and perfect.
Whole and perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect. You see, take advantage of that. Now, are you feeling any pain at this moment? Are you feeling any distress? Are you feeling anything out of order this moment? No. So don't go saying that you're not perfect. Because if you say that you're not perfect, then you're going to be opening yourself to not feeling perfect, to having pains and disorders in your body. I live in my ideal. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Now. Now. You see, Ingeborg, when I touch you and say the rest of it. Play the game. Play the game.
I wanted to say.
Well, do it. Do it. You can never talk too much. You might say something that I might disagree with, but you can never talk too much. And, Ingeborg, let me ask you this wonderful question. Where is your mind and where is my mind?
There is only one mind.
There is only one mind. So if there is only one mind, then are your thoughts mine and my thoughts yours?
Yes.
And are we good thinkers?
Yes.
Are we supercalifragilisticexpialidocious?
In fact.
And that's wonderful. Now, you see, this is it. Now, how could Douglas ever think a thought that was less than what I'm thinking? And how could Douglas think a thought that is greater than the thought I'm thinking? Well, there are no greater or lesser thoughts, are there? There are only thoughts. And you see, I say to Douglas, and I say to Douglas, and I push his buttons to try to irritate him so that he will say the illusion, you know, and don't let me touch you. Don't let me get to you. Because it's up to you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm touchable. Yeah, you've been staring at that now. Now you're going to be staring out the window. But be the master of yourself. Be the master of yourself.
Even when it comes to...
What's that?
Even if it's difficult to move that cabinet.
Hey! Would you say he's intelligent?
Yes, he is. And we managed it.
Would you say he's intelligent to have me in there to help him?
Yes.
To have a 3,000-year-old man help him,
yes,
who's only 1,000 years old, lift up that cabinet? You know, I'm pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. You are.
Now, if he had listened to all my lectures, what would he have done?
By himself.
Huh?
He would have spoken his word.
And what?
It was done.
And it was done. He would speak his word. The cabinet is now in its place in this room, wherever I choose to have it. Neat?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, this is graduate school work. And yes, when you get the basics, when you don't doubt yourself, because if you doubt yourself, it won't work. Yeah, it never can work. If you doubt yourself while you're driving your car, what kind of a driver are you going to make? A very erratic driver, you know? And if you doubt yourself while you're making love to some beautiful girl and you say, what should I say? How should I say it? Should I buy her flowers or should I take her a cake? What should I do? Oh, what should I do? What should I do? And meanwhile, somebody else comes along and says, hey, sweetheart, let's go to the show. You bet. Yeah. And you could have done it too, but you were so confused, you couldn't make up your mind, you know? And so we want to always have everything in divine order, everything in balance, because, you know, Jesus really was mean to all of us. He was about as mean as anyone could ever be. He said, be ye therefore perfect, even as is your Father which art in heaven within you. We're supposed to be perfect like the divine God in us is perfect. We're supposed to do that. Now, boy, oh boy, can you see why his disciples had problems? His disciples tried to go out and do what Jesus did, and Jesus said, go do what you do. Go preach and teach and heal and raise the sick and the dead and do these things. And they tried to do it like Jesus did, you know. That doesn't work because they're not in the mind that is Jesus. They're in the mind that is them at the moment. When they are in the mind that is Jesus, they will not see it as something to do. They will see it as something that is done. Jesus did not say that I have to heal them. He said it is done unto you according to your belief. And you see, we don't listen. We don't listen when our teachers teach us, and then we wonder why we can't do the things that they do and why we can't have the fun that they're having. Well, if you don't like the teacher, don't stay. Go where you like the teacher. Go where you like the teaching. Go where you're harmonious with whatever it is. Because you're fantastic, all of you. You're glorious. You're beautiful. You're supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Yep. I always come up on the 14 minutes, 10 minutes or 14 minutes. So here we are. So you all just have yourself a lovely, lovely, lovely day. I possess all but for a moment of time. And the absolute philosopher is to philosophize about these things and realize why it works or why it doesn't work. And rather than concentrating on why it doesn't work, think on why it works and then apply it. Have a lovely day. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.
Thank you.
And you're welcome.